This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on the importance of ensuring equitable digital environment that protects rights and dignity of all. Addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi today, the president said that cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. She said, "The digital era is transformative, but it has brought issues of cyberbullying, deepfake, privacy concerns, and spread of misinformation." President Murmu said India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication, and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. In an interview to Akashvani News on Human Rights Day, Supreme Court Judge and Executive Chairman of the National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, Justice B.R. Gawai, said, "Over 7 crore 70 lakh cases were disposed of by organizing three national Lok Adalats this year." The University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced changes to the Common University Entrance Test, or CUET, for undergraduate and postgraduate admissions from next year. Talking to reporters, UGC Chairperson M. Jagdesh Kumar said, "An expert panel set up by the Commission conducted a review of the exam and proposed several changes. These include computer-based test or CBT format for CUET undergrad. Students will be allowed to appear for CUET UG in any subject, irrespective of subjects studied in Class 12. CUET UG will be conducted in 63 subjects instead of 37 from the next session. All CUET UG exams will have uniform duration of 60 minutes. Mr. Kumar said, "The concept of optional questions in the exam has been removed and all questions will be mandatory now. Students will be able to appear for maximum of 5 subjects in CUET UG from 2025 as against 6 previously." Logjam continued today in both the Houses of Parliament, resulting in adjournments of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. This is the second day of this week, which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has emphasized the importance of smooth functioning of parliamentary proceedings, urging members of parliament to focus on debates and discussions. Mr. Rijiju reiterated the government's intent to ensure productive parliamentary sessions and urged cooperation from all opposition parties. BJP MP Sambit Patra also hit out at the opposition parties over disruptions in the proceedings of the House and Parliament. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Patra also criticized the Leader of Opposition, Rahul Gandhi, for his conduct in the House. The opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan in functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said that the notice has been submitted to the Secretary-General of the Rajya Sabha. He said parties belonging to the INTIA bloc have taken this step in the interest of parliamentary democracy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the American Jewish Committee delegation in New Delhi. They discussed India-US bilateral partnership and the developments in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he values American Jewish Committee's long-standing support for India-US ties. The External Affairs Minister also spoke to EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy and Vice President of EU Commission Kaya Kallas over phone. Union Minister Jitendra Singh has said transparency and citizen centricity have been fostered in the administration in the last 10 years under Prime Minister Modi's leadership. The minister was addressing the 16th annual convention of the Central Information Commission in New Delhi today. The nation is paying tribute to the martyrs of historic Assam movement in Shaheed Diwas today. Prime Minister Modi said their resolve and selfless efforts helped preserve Assam's unique culture and identity. Remembering martyrs of the Assam movement in New Delhi, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal reiterated the importance of martyrs' contributions in safeguarding Assam's identity, culture, and heritage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.